Hello and good time to all dear representatives. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're doing well, and day by day you're happier and more successful in your life. I hope you listen carefully to all the voices and educational podcasts and participate in meetings and sessions and have a strong presence in Auric Branding community. I recommend listening to this podcast very carefully. I even believe you should listen to this file 2 or 3 times and review it for yourself once in a while so that you remember all its points and set your framework. First, let's reconsider trade and take another look at it. In trade, you have a seller on one side, a supplier who is supposed to provide you with goods, and on the other side, you have a buyer who intends to buy from you. This is the basic and common state of trade. Today, wherever you are in the world, for example, you might travel to China, to Egypt, to Germany to buy a product from there and communicate with companies in these countries. You buy from them, bring it to your country and sell it there, or you take a product from your country and sell it to the people of your country or to the people of another country. It's a process that exists everywhere in the world, and you can do it too. In this process, in this structure, the most important thing is money, and then experience and resume. Meaning those who are successful have more money and higher experience. When you have more money, you can get better offers from your bank, have more credibility to buy more, so your prices will go down, and when you have credit, you have worked for 20 years, 15 years, and due to all your business activities, you can get better prices and higher volume. And these conditions are the same for everyone. Everyone can do this to the extent of the money they have. But our process in Auric is completely different. In fact, we have built a structure, created a community where money is not the only criterion. Maybe money helps in our community or facilitates, but it's not just money. It means that someone can succeed without having money, without having a resume, but they can succeed in the community because the design of Auric Branding community is somehow that everyone can achieve results by participating in it. They can succeed. They can grow. This is what sets us apart compared to all the structures in the world. And this is what has made us introduce our structure to everyone and invite everyone to join our community. No longer should trade, exports, and imports be exclusive to wealthy people. Then this platform should be open to all active individuals who can enter into trade. What's the criterion in Auric? The criterion in Auric is to be an Auric, meaning how much you are recognized in the Auric community among the economic activists of Auric. Have you become a brand? And how much do people know you in Auric branding? That lies at the heart of the community. It gives you a power that, in conventional trade, for example, money would provide. How so? Suppose you live in Germany today, you live in Egypt, you're in Cameroon or Malaysia, you're in India or Canada, it doesn't matter where you are. Today, you want to enter into trade and you don't have the necessary money and enough money to buy a product from a country. It doesn't matter where you bring it to your country to sell, from Iran, from India, from anywhere. You can't go to your market today, negotiate with your economic activists, and say that I am the seller of this product. Now imagine, after you say that, he asks, where is your catalog? Where is your factory video? Where is your product? If you think I will go and get the catalog from the Chinese brand and negotiate with it, a good brand which exists, its website address exists, they easily get in touch with it afterwards, and you're stuck here. You can't do anything. That company also doesn't accept. It says, someone came and contacted me. How do I know it was your party? For example, I mean, you can't tell him, I will talk to you when our talks become serious. We will have a video call. We will show you the production line. When it becomes more serious, you can come and visit the factory location and see everything and then buy. Because you don't have these capabilities in your market. But in Arad, you have these capabilities. Today, wherever you are, no matter what products you want, you can sit in the relevant meeting with your colleague, that other Aradi who presents the product, introduces it, you listen and talk to your economic activists in your country. The moment you want, you can contact that Aradi again. He has that product. He has that information. He has that expertise. And because he is Aradi, there will be nothing like being sidelined. You send the customer. He does his job. Our agreements are clear. And the work is done simply. Here you have the capability to work on all products. You have the capability to choose what products you work on. You have the capability to receive products from all over the world and without any worry. So, know that we have created a structure where Aradis succeed. And the strength of this structure is precisely those Aradis. So, if you intend to be active and want to succeed, you must be an Aradi. Becoming Aradi means solving all the common problems in trade and entering a very powerful capacity. This is what becoming Aradi means. Now, you might wonder how a representative becomes Aradi. First, note that becoming an Aradi is the same for everyone, and the aggregation of these activities has made us a special group, meaning you become Aradi with a certain process, which other Aradis are also involved in, and in fact, carrying out this process by each Aradi leads to the creation of a great Arad. And it causes these low energies to come together and produce a great energy. These small fortunes together create a huge fortune. If a particular company has several $1,000,000, several $1,000,000,000, and several $100,000,000,000, the community of Aradis become larger than that in terms of capability, energy, and finance. And this is the beauty of our system. Now, how do our people become Aradis? A representative is defined in four grades and four levels. First, they enter to grade four, so they must perform the tasks of grade four. If they want to be part of this structure, if they intend to bring money from these structures, and if they intend to obtain this great energy, this great power, this great capacity, they must go through these four grades. Each individual who wants to participate, and I said that this great energy comes when many people want to do it. Now, today, nearly 15,000 people are going through this process and have created a very large group that is growing day by day. When a representative enters, they are placed in grade four and must perform four tasks. Pay attention to the nature of all the tasks. All the tasks lead to your fame, your branding, your recognition in Arad, and practically make you an Aradi.
Secondly, it leads to bringing money to you. So whichever of them you feel will not affect you financially, just contact your mentor. He will fully open the financial issues for you, and you will understand what benefit each of these tasks has for you. So all the tasks are designed in a way that both makes you famous and makes you rich, and gives you finally the income. In grade 4, which means the entry of a representative, we ask the representative for 4 tasks, meaning the representative must perform these 4 tasks, then move to grade 3, then move to grade 2, then move to grade 1. And if you really want to make money in this group, you have to do these tasks. What are the tasks? The first task that every representative must do, I'm not saying they need to come in order like 1, 2, 3, 4, but they must do these 4 tasks. They can do one of them first, another one second. The first one is to give a video, introduce themselves and their capabilities, and present it to their mentor. So you take a video of your city where you are presenting yourself, you introduce yourself, who you are, where you come from, how old you are, what economic capacities your country has, what products you want to work on, and I'm in Arad. We put this video on our website, on our social networks, in our meetings, and we show that to everyone. Every time you give a video, 3,000 people, 5,000 people watch your video. And by repeating this behavior, everyone recognizes you as a business activist during time. So, the first task is to record a video. Naturally, the better you do the tasks, the more others will be inclined to cooperate with you. And this increased inclination means more opportunities for you, which increases your potential for income. So don't forget, you have to do these tasks in the best possible way. After the video, you must introduce yourself in what we term as a meeting. These meetings are online communication spaces. In each meeting, there are 100 people, 1,000 people, or 500 people, depending on the type of meeting. You must include one of your sustainable programs in introducing yourself in the meetings. Someone might say, "Well, I've already introduced myself. Why should I do it again?" Because every day, new people are added to Arad. We have daily entries and new people joining this team. So you also need to come once or twice a month and introduce yourself to those new people. So the second issue is your presence in a public meeting where traders from different parts of the world participate and you introduce yourself there. You state the products you want to work on. These meetings may be in different languages and for different groups, so you can get detailed information about each meeting and its time from your mentor and participate in those sessions. The third task is to provide information and data from the economic activists in your country. This task gradually leads you to start connecting with economic activists in your country. Secondly, when you see this information, traders from other countries contact them, negotiate with them, and these negotiations can lead to contracts, and you benefit from those contracts. And gradually, it brings you income. While you are promoting yourself through videos, meetings, and so on, this path also brings you money. The fourth issue in grade 4 is that you should participate in an activity. Where? In the main gathering place of all Aradis. Our gathering place is something that helps us from anywhere in the world to be able to come together at any time. It's called Arad Branding website. Actually, we go to Arad Branding website and start being active there. Being active means reading, learning, communicating, and the best thing, giving feedback or expressing your opinion. And this makes us familiar with your views, understand your perspective, and when you give feedback, leave a comment. You can also provide your contact information. Here, 5 more people, 10 more people will get to know you and again will contact you. So, in the 4th stage, the representative must have initial business activities and make all efforts to promote themselves. When a representative does these tasks, they can move to grade 3. Don't they do the tasks of grade 4 anymore? Yes, but they also need to do the tasks of grade 3. In grade 3, you're supposed to do 3 main tasks, apart from those you had in grade 4. The first one is to attend a private meeting. What does a private meeting mean? It means 2 people, an active person, a supplier, and you talk about a product in a session. You can fully acquire information about that product and then work on it. And naturally, your capacity becomes much stronger. For every private meeting you attend, you practically become an expert on a product. You connect with a product manufacturer, and without the concern of being sidelined, you can promote your product in your own country. Do marketing, and that means you have the capacity to make money from a product. So the first thing that opens up for you in grade 3 and you can do is a private meeting. After that, you can start your negotiations, move forward a bit. But because you haven't gained much experience yet, you're not very capable. You advance some parts of the negotiations and pass them to the original traders. Those who are more experienced, more capable, those who are the producers. You go to that person and they continue the negotiation. In this case, firstly, you have secured the negotiation. Secondly, your profit percentage has increased and you are ready for the higher stages. So in this stage, you can advance the negotiation a bit. And in the 3rd stage, the 3rd thing you're allowed to do is that after negotiating, you invite your customer to Iran to see the factory, see the product, and make a purchase. And you can be sure to achieve 50% of the profit. This increases both your profit and your capabilities. Why don't we give this permission in grade 4? Because firstly, this representative is not yet known enough to host their customers. Secondly, this representative has not yet passed the test and may send a bunch of fake customers and waste our time. So in grade 3, you were allowed to do 3 tasks, attend a private meeting, invite to Iran, or advance some parts of the negotiations, and then share with others. Once you pass this stage, grade 2 becomes available to you. In grade 2, you're allowed to conduct complete trade, meaning you negotiate from 0 to 100 with your customers and only be in touch with us for sourcing and related matters. You take the main profit, 70% of the profit, and your job becomes very easy. Alongside this, you can be a facilitator, someone who makes the trades of other RDs easier. For example, an RD in your country may have customs clearance issues, some financial issues, or might want to send something, but can't send it in their name and wants to send it in your name, then we'll need your help. Naturally, when you do this, you will make profits. But when do we introduce you as a facilitator? When you come and pass the previous grades, go through them, and become a recognized and trusted figure in our organization and structure. In grade 2, there are two topics, facilitating and helping, which is definitely financially beneficial for you, along with complete trade for the representative. And finally, in grade 1, as a top representative, you are allowed to be the official office of Arad Branding. That's where we tell our customers to go, where we tell our representatives' customers to go. And you are no longer just a powerful person today, you are a real Aradi. And with peace of mind, all customers are referred to you and your country. It means you become our main base. This is the process we have designed for representatives. And each representative at any level is an Aradi in proportion. And in Arad, being Aradi is equal to capacity and financial potential. You have to figure out what you're after. What capacity do you want to reach? What capability and what money? Sometimes you work on a product with one trader, with another Aradi, and that's it. Sometimes you want to work on 100 products. Sometimes you want to make $2,000 a month. Sometimes you want to make $200,000 a month. Sometimes you want to have the capacity of $2 million a month. It's up to you to determine your income level based on your Aradiness. I recommend listening to this file several times to become fully acquainted with its details and understand the business so that you do it every day. Be long-term in it and grow from low to high income levels and achieve your desires. I hope each and every one of you becomes real Aradis and achieves the potentials he can find. Good luck. God bless you.